From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all his fullness.
Thank you for joining us for another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. For a number of weeks, Dr. Cairns has been bringing a series of studies in verses 9 through 16 of Psalm 119. The theme is Living Clean in an Unclean World. Today, he continues the final message in the series. Before Dr. Cairns comes, please enjoy this devotional thought taken from C.H. Spurgeon's collection called Faith's Checkbook. Our devotional for today is entitled, He Acts on Honest Confession. The text is found in Job chapter 33, verses 27 and 28. He looketh upon men, and if any say, I have sinned, and perverted that which was right, and it profited me not, he will deliver his soul from going into the pit, and his life shall see the light. This is a word of truth gathered from the experience of a man of God, and it is tantamount to a promise. What the Lord has done and is doing, he will continue to do while the world stands. The Lord will receive into his bosom all who come to him with a sincere confession of their sin. In fact, he is always on the lookout to discover any that are in trouble because of their faults. Can we not endorse the language here used? Have we not sinned? Sinned personally, so as to say, I have sinned. Sinned willfully, having perverted that which is right. Sinned so as to discover that there is no profit in it, but an eternal loss. Let us then go to God with this honest acknowledgement. He asks no more. We can do no less. Let us plead his promise in the name of Jesus. He will deliver us from the pit of hell which yawns for us. He will grant us life and light. Why should we despair? Why should we even doubt? The Lord does not mock humble souls. He means what he says. The guilty can be forgiven. Those who deserve execution can receive free pardon. Lord, we confess, and we pray thee to forgive.
Fill the earth below.
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're delighted that you've tuned in today, and we're especially grateful for those of you who make this program a regular part of your day. The response to these broadcasts has been most encouraging. Your words of appreciation and support mean a great deal to us as we seek to proclaim the unsearchable riches of Christ. If you have written to say that the Lord has blessed you or to ask for some of the literature that we offer, then please take our thanks for taking the time to do so. You may contact us by email or telephone or by regular mail. You may write, Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Or if you wish, you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy these programs, you might like to join us on our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. Today, Dr. Cairns continues the last in a series of messages on the theme, Living Clean in an Unclean World. The text for the whole series has been the portion of Psalm 119, found in verses 9 through 16. The common thread of each verse has been the Word of God. This message's text is verse 16. I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. In the course of this week's programs, Dr. Cairns is summing up the whole series in a message entitled, Staying the Course, Remaining True to God and to His Word. The first phrase of the text gives us the key. It emphasizes a habitual and a happy commitment to God's Word. As Dr. Cairns has reminded us, there is much in the Bible to delight the child of God. It demonstrates God's love and His power, the person and work of Christ, and the reality and power of the Holy Spirit. The Bible deals with the great eternal truths of God, compared with which everything else is trivial. Yet, somehow, many professed Christians seem to find no delight in God's Word. Is there an answer to this dilemma? Yes, there is. And now, to bring God's Word for today, here is Dr. Alan Cairns.
How long is it since in your own time with the Word of God open before you, you actually saw anything wonderful in the Bible? And yet, it's replete with wonderful things. This is a book that will keep us anchored in the Father's sovereign purpose. And if ever there was a time when you needed that, this is the time. According to Ephesians chapter 1, He's working all things after the good pleasure of His own will. I don't understand. I was just praying about this morning, thinking about it in my study before I came here. I don't understand the secret purpose of God. I don't understand how an absolute, infinite, eternal, omniscient God works everything that happens according to His own eternal purpose. And yet every moral agent is responsible for his actions before God. I can't work that out. But God can. And this is what He does. I come back to this absolute sovereignty of God, and I find the Bible will anchor my soul in that reality of a sovereign God. I am not a victim of mindless circumstances. We are not here by happenstance. Things are not working out as Charles Darwin thought they were working out. We are not the product of some mindless process of evolution. We are the creatures of an all-wise Heavenly Father who is working all things, every single detail, according to the absolutely perfect counsel of His absolutely perfect will. He doesn't need to explain it to me. I make a statement that I trust you'll grasp. What is right? What is right? Right is what God does. That's right. Not because I can understand it. Not because I can explain it. Not because I can even defend it. I don't need to defend God. Right is what God does. What is truth? Truth is what God says. Let God be true and every man a liar. That's what the Bible says. And if it's God's word against every other word in the world, then let God be true. He's absolutely sovereign. And like a babe, we can lie in the arms of an eternal sovereign God. He makes no mistakes. He does all things well. This Bible speaks to us and anchors our souls in His sovereign purpose. It assures us of the merits of our Savior. Sublime things in the Bible. Delightful things in the Bible. Let me suggest to you, if you're a Christian, take the time. And if you're not a Christian, it's even more important that you do this. Take the time to open the book of God. So many people talk about the Bible and they never read it. They read books about the Bible. Listen, there are seminaries in this country where you'll go in and they'll have books in Hebrew and Greek and apologetics and Bible interpretation and church history and a host of other things. And in many cases, they never open the Bible. I have had people come to me from seminary classes and say, we never open the Bible in our class. Never open the Bible. And this is training for the Christian ministry? What kind of lunacy is this? Absolute lunacy. Is it any wonder you get apostasy in the churches when our seminaries are glorified lunatic asylums? This is God's word. Delightful things here about the merits of Christ. When you come to this book, seek for Christ. See him as the eternal Son of God, second person of the everlasting Trinity. See him described, never defined, but described in the glory of his essential deity. See him in his great humiliation as he steps down into earth. He who thought it not robbery to be equal with God made himself of no account or of no reputation. And he came all the way down, according to Philippians chapter 2, in seven massive steps of humiliation, all the way down to the depths of the death of the cross. See the beauty of his person, the glory of his character, the perfection of his sinlessness. See the shedding of his blood. See him in his suffering and in his offering. See him hung upon a cross, the sacrifice for the sins of a lost world. Hear him cry, "It is finished." See him buried, dead and buried. And then see him rise triumphant from the grave, victorious over the tomb, the living Christ of God, able to save to the uttermost all that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. Oh, I tell you, here you see the merits of the Savior. This Bible will certainly keep you abounding in the supply of the Spirit. When you get into the Bible, this is where you find the water of life. This is where you have the oil of the Spirit's anointing. This is where you get the influence of the Spirit's presence, the outpouring of the Spirit's power. There is a supply of the Spirit who wrote the book to those who are in the book. And as you get into this word, it will keep you anticipating through all the promises, anticipating the glory of God. What it is in life to live with your eyes in heaven. You know the old saying that people can be so heavenly minded that they're of no earthly use? That's the biggest lie the devil ever told. It's an absolute fabrication. The most useful people on earth are the people who live most in their mind in heaven. They're the most useful. Heavenly mindedness is not that which destroys your equipment to live. It's that which enables you to live. Who was the most heavenly minded man who ever lived? The Lord Jesus Christ. Case closed. He's the one who has done all the good that the world has ever known. Grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Take Christ out of this world, and this world would be a hell upon earth. Irredeemable and beyond all help. So heavenly mindedness does not take away your equipment to live. The very opposite. The promises of this word bring you to glory. What a sublime truth the Bible has on every page. There's much here to delight the heart of a Christian. But having said that, I have to say that this text suggests to me that there are some who live without much delight in God's word. The very fact that the psalmist has to say, "I will not forget thy word." You know, when you look at these verses of the Psalms, you have various types of parallelism. And you may take this as simply expounding, delighting is the same as not forgetting. Not forgetting is the same as delighting. They're two shades of throwing different light on the same central truth. But I think that there's also here something of a contrast. In other words, there is the suggestion that it is possible for people to forget. Tonight we'll be celebrating the Lord's Supper. What did Jesus say when he gave the bread and the wine? This do what? Why? In remembrance of me. I think it was Mr. Spurgeon who commented, "So then, Christians may forget him." Not absolutely, obviously. But there are so many Christians, professing Christians at least, who are living in apparent forgetfulness, forgetting God's word. They're not delighting in it. You remember what the Lord said through Hosea the prophet? Chapter 8 and verse 12 of his prophecy. "I have written unto him the great things of my law, but they were counted as a strange thing." Now you could look across the Christian church today. You could go from congregation to congregation. Let me be absolutely frank. You could go around these pews and there would be many a red face. If all around us were to know what God already knows, why it is we're more embarrassed that little men may know when we're not embarrassed that God Almighty knows. I have no idea why we're so foolish, but we are. But oh, if we were to go around, of how many people has it been true in this very assembly of God's people? God has written to us the great things of his law, but they have been counted as a strange thing. You've been a stranger to God's word, a stranger to the study of Scripture, a stranger to praying over the book. Counting God's word is a strange thing. It is not coincidental that in the fourth chapter of that same prophecy, verse 6, the Lord's lamentation through the prophet is, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge." You count the Bible a strange thing. You forget about God's word. You put it on the shelf. You pay lip service to it. Oh, if I came into the pulpit denying it's the word of God, you'd be the first to cry heretic. Rightly so. But yet, you neglect it. You read it in a cursory fashion. A little time for it. Time for pleasure, time for business, time for this, time for that, but not time for the Bible. I want to tell you, this is destructive. It'll destroy your joy. It'll destroy your peace. It'll destroy your testimony. It'll destroy your home. This is destructive. My people destroyed for lack of knowledge. And while there are exceptions to this, the awful fact remains we live in the most highly educated generation in the history of the world. And yet we're living in a time of greater ignorance of the Bible, even among professing Christians, than the English-speaking peoples have known in centuries. What brought Israel to destruction? The northern tribes. What brought them into captivity? 2 Kings 17 tells you, verse 15, they rejected his statutes, his covenant that he made with their fathers, his testimonies that he testified against them. They followed vanity and they became vain. There are many people, and they take this word that's so full of that which should delight the heart of a Christian, but they're not finding much delight in it. In fact, the truth is they're not finding much of anything in it.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, or if you'd like to see if there is a free church in your area, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we Let the Bible Speak.